opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
See, here we go. This is the kind of music that you want to lift, get up out of your seat at the cascaded move, and then they say, sit down!
No re-entry.
I can't.
Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live, brought to you by the Shasta County Chamber. We are on KCNR1460.com and 96.5.
FM.
FM. That piece.
1460 AM.
Yep.
There's all kinds of stuff you can listen to us. You can listen to us locally. You can listen to us streaming worldwide. You can log into YouTube and look at us live. And you could actually see our guest before we even introduce them and see if you know who he is.
That's right.
The mysterious
face. So, welcome.
See?
Oh, you're getting the hang of it. You're getting the hang of this advertising bit.
How can they guess?
That's right.
That's an unrecognizable logo or brand.
It is. Welcome. This is Nigel.
James.
And Jason, if you can hear me.
You can now.
I can. How's it going, guys?
Yeah,
the black mic always comes on last. It's like, follow the leader. It takes a while.
So here we are, almost the last show of the year.
I don't know
about you guys, but this year, for me, it's flown by. It seems like Christmas was only like...
Warp speed.
I know. 2023 is like...
Well, you would know as I. We both are in retail forever, to an extent. And it seems like, Christmas is over. You're thankful because you're exhausted, but you've made a, handful of cash, hopefully, that year. And you say, thank God that, I can survive for a little bit longer. And then it very quickly is all of a sudden July, August, September, and you start thinking, oh, my gosh, we need Christmas again because I, right? And then here it is. And it's like just your head spinning.
Yep. Yep. But it is. It's been good. I think it's been a great year for the chamber.
Yeah.
Just kind of
sure
chamber.
Has.
It has.
It's been a
because
great year.
We're live.
Still a startup.
Yeah. We're live.
We're still a startup.
Yeah. But guess what I have to do?
What do you have
I have
to
get stuff to the accountant so that we can start.
Oh, the good, the fun stuff.
All
the
ledger stuff for taxes.
Oh. Okay. Oh, good. I have a feeling we'll be negative. Whatever it is.
Yeah, we'll be negative. Don't worry.
And then
good.
I put a note in there that said, if there's any problems, audit Nigel.
that's fine. That's fine. I'll take the deductions. It's all good. I love our radio show. We've had a bunch of really good guests on. And we have another one.
Tonight.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is indicative of where we're going with the chamber, too. I think some of the businesses that we have, some of the members that we have, and some of the connections we have, even within the county and within some of the infrastructure,
sure,
kind of appreciate the county-wide approach, right?
Yeah.
And so we're getting some really good people on lately, and same thing now, Mr. Bobby, right?
Bobby.
And so
Bobby,
Mr. Bobby.
Now,
Bird.
I knew I was in trouble when I moved to Reading 14 years ago from L.A. because I spent 25 years in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And
I can tell it's affected you a bit.
Yeah. Well, I knew I was in trouble when I saw this newspaper clipping, front page of the newspaper that Trader Joe's was opening, right?
That was a big deal.
Big news, right? And then when the first Chick-fil-A opened up there on corner of Dana and Hilltop...
6 months minimum. It was like out and around the block.
it was crazy. So it took some adapting. So Bobby, welcome to the show. So you just opened the Chick-fil-A
2.0
at the
Costco
Shopping Center.
That's correct.
And does that center have a name? Like, is it branded?
It does.
I don't know what it is. We just call it the Costco Center.
We always say the Costco.
We do, because, But when you drive by, it has the name, and then it has a lot of the businesses listed. The only business that's not listed on that huge sign is Costco. But yet we call it the Costco Center.
That's funny. That is true. It's either Rivergate or River Market. I'll have to look it up.
No,
but yes,
no worries. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, I think here locally people will always refer to it as the Costco thing.
Right.
So, is it congratulations on opening the Chick-fil-A, or is it like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten myself into?
It's congratulations. Yeah, it's been a long journey, and super excited to be here. And we are the second, obviously the second location. You mentioned the first one opening a few years back, and the nearest Chick-fil-A is about 2 hours away. So obviously that was a huge grand opening for this area, and the community just really supported Chick-fil-A from the beginning, and they've done really some great things in the community and just serving our guests and our community, and we're just here to kind of build upon what that other location has done and just add to the ability to care for our community. So we have you've kind of mentioned some things about outreach and distance, and we've already had a number of guests come visit us from Anderson and way down. I mean Chico even. I mean, so you talk about Redding versus like Shasta County, and that county spread is very large. And
is there 3,800 square miles?
Yeah. Is there not a Chick-fil-A in Chico?
There is not.
How's that possible?
So where is the closest Chick-fil-A? Because you said 2 hours away.
Yeah, so either north up in Medford, Oregon, or to the south near the Roseville area, just outside of Sacramento.
Wow.
So it's almost 2 hours in either direction.
I did notice, you know, that I don't know how long ago, but people would actually drive from Oregon to come down here
in
to go
out.
To In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure it's something similar for Chick-fil-A. So what is it about Chick-fil-A? Is it the food? Is it the story? Is it the brand? Like, like what is it that makes somebody drive 2 hours for chicken?
Yeah, I would kind of echo what you said. It's really the whole experience. Obviously, most people don't get up in the morning and say, you know, I just want to go somewhere and have a great guest experience. If they go to a restaurant, they're hungry, right? So the food is the primary driver. So having great food is kind of the pinnacle. Our founder, Truett Cathy, opened a diner back in the 40s outside of Atlanta, Georgia, and he just served food. I mean, that was his thing. He was up 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, making great food. But he kind of sprinkled it and added in that additional hospitality and that genuineness that you experience at Chick-fil-A. And kind of his model of franchises is to have individual local ownership at each location and just make sure that presence is there to continue on that spirit of genuine hospitality. So we're really focused on a great food product, but also that it's very fast and accurate for our guests and a clean and safe environment with just outstanding kind of unparalleled hospitality.
You know, though, what I liken it to, like when you talk about people coming to long distance to eat at In-N-Out Burger, I look at Chick-fil-A as being kind of the In-N-Out Burger with the chicken side of things, right? Because for me, like you said, it's simple in a lot of ways. I mean, your menu is larger for sure, but you manage it real well, and it's not overwhelming, and you have a good variety. But all the people that work there all have been trained really well. Everything is clean, and that's what I look at in an In-N-Out Burger, right? The kids are all, you know, they're dressed nice, they're clean, the place is clean, they know what they're doing, the food is consistent, it's fast, it's reasonably priced in most cases, you know, and that kind of stuff. So that's one of the reasons why if I go to eat Chick-fil-A, it's because I know what I'm going to get.
That's true.
Good
brand consistency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I told you our story. So we invited you on we would no matter what, but you guys very kindly joined the Shasta County Chamber, which we greatly appreciate.
Yeah, it's our pleasure.
Thank you for that. But when we had our last roundup, you showed up and you got to just say hi and introduce yourself, which was great. You and I were talking about the whole franchise model that Chick-fil-A has, and I thought it was interesting. You kind of shared it with me a little bit, and I was telling you about my son's experience with what he's doing out in Texas. And I swear these phones are listening to us because I got in my car. And
you got a Chick-fil-A ad?
No, I actually got a thing from YouTube with a gentleman that was talking about the whole Chick-fil-A model of how you become a Chick-fil-A owner or owner-operator, and it went through the whole thing, and I was like, how did it just heard me talking to you about it, and now it was telling me everything.
It's not coincidence.
Yeah.
You know, we should just swap phones for 5 minutes. Talk all kinds of blab in there, and next thing you know, you get ads for Preparation H. Yeah. Hey, you know what? We'll be back. We're going to take our first break.
Preparation H.
And we'll be right back. Thank you.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
Chick-fil-A. I could eat there 7 times a day. Where the people laugh and children play. Oh, I'm in love with Chick-fil-A.
That's funny.
Classic.
That's good.
That's a good one.
We're back, Shasta Live, by the Shasta County Chamber. We have with us, we always like to have a good time,
good
right?
Evening. I missed the song.
Yeah, what was the last thing you said, though? I'll listen, I'll go there.
We'll send you the link. It'll be on your phone.
Yeah. What?
I have a feeling all of us tonight for the next 3 days are going to get nothing but, you know, Chick-fil-A recommendations on our phone.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't dreaming about Grandma it. Got run over by a chicken.
Yeah, something like that. So with us is Bobby. Bobby just opened the Chick-fil-A at the Costco Center.
Mm-hmm.
So, Bobby, where are you from? Where were you born?
Northern California. So I was born in Carmichael, grew up in Citrus Heights, and then moved to an area called Folsom. So just all kind of suburbs of Sacramento. Hmm. Lived there my entire life other than when I went to school in Santa Barbara.
UCSB?
UCSB, yes, sir.
Rah.
Gaucho. Go Gauchos.
I grew up in Goleta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
James.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Brooks in Santa Barbara.
Oh, that's a photography school,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, and video. Nice.
Yep. Santa Barbara is one of those places where when you're there for a number of years, you know, and then you leave, you realize how amazing a spot that is.
It is incredible, yeah.
So how did you get into the food business?
Well, so actually speaking of Santa Barbara, when I was in college, I was heavily involved in restaurants. So I became I was a busser in the Sacramento area at a country club. And then when I went to school in Santa Barbara, I was a server at a country club down there, as well as a restaurant that was tied to the only Four Diamond Hotel in Santa Barbara. So it was a really, really good kind of high-end restaurant. I just fell in love with the industry and serving and just that.
What were you majoring in?
Communication, okay. Believe it or not. I thought I wanted to do film and video as my career. I had my own video production business for some time and enjoyed it, but just didn't see that as my long-term play. And I also didn't see restaurants as a long-term career opportunity at that point. And just kind of fell away from it. After I graduated college, I got into sales and was in sales for quite a number of years and kind of learned management in the sales environment and just felt that I just loved people, loved working with teams, building teams and trying to achieve results through others. And just that's kind of where my leadership passion built. But I always had that itch for the restaurant industry. Mm. And I don't know if you want me to kind of go into my whole story here about how I fell into Chick-fil-A, but I met the operator of my local Chick-fil-A in Folsom, California, in a church small group, and kind of got to know him and got to know what Chick-fil-A meant from the ownership side of things. I've been there as a guest, obviously, and loved it, but he kind of got to know me and what I did, and he suggested that I apply to be an operator, which the Chick-fil-A model is it's an application process. So Chick-fil-A selects operators based on a number of criteria that I couldn't even begin to go through. They don't share all of it with you, but it's a very difficult process, a very long process. So I started that one about 7 years ago is when I applied to become an operator. And I got pretty far through the process, ultimately got to like the second to last interview and did absolutely terrible. And I was told no. They said, hey, sorry, it's going to be a no for you. But
with how many years in was that?
That was almost 3 years into it.
Wow.
And with them, it's a, hey, it's a no now. It's not a no forever. You can reapply in 2 years. And so at that point, I knew I wanted to pursue the brand. I just had fallen in love with Chick-fil-A.
You were like, I will own one of these.
Yes, I'm committed.
I will survive.
So I ended up working with that operator at that Chick-fil-A in Folsom. I was the general manager over there for about 4.5 years. And
I was going to say, that's probably really what made the change, right? Because one of the things that I heard was is that you had to have a certain number of, or an experience of number of, or amount of time that is like in the business, not as a, obviously as an owner, but they want you to like basically already know everything about the work is, before you even can be considered.
It is absolutely helpful for your candidacy. As far as I know and what I've been told, it's not a requirement.
Okay.
So it is possible. There are operators selected with very little experience, but most of them will spend time in the restaurant. It's pretty difficult to take on something like this without that understanding of this business,
because
it's just kind of, it goes real quick once you get in there, and there's not a lot of time to learn it from starting. So having that experience is very helpful, and I think that certainly helped my candidacy as well. So when I reapplied, obviously I had that experience. I could speak to a lot of things that I had done at that location. Mm-hmm. And so fortunately got through that process the second time and was selected quite a long time ago, almost 2 years ago, actually. And then it was, a good amount of period of time for that place to get built. There was delays in construction and all those sort of things that happened. We were originally supposed to open back in March of this year, so it had been pushed out quite a bit.
So is it one of those things where you get approved and then they've already decided on a location?
Correct. So Chick-fil-A has a real estate team that will identify locations that they want to pursue for restaurants. And, as someone that's been selected to become an operator, we get to kind of look at those and decide if we want to apply for certain store locations.
So did you have a choice between Reading and any others?
Yeah, I could have applied to go anywhere, really. But my wife and I came up here and kind of checked out the Reading area when we saw this as an opportunity. We spent a weekend up here.
And then you saw the Shasta County Chamber and said, we're moving.
That's
here.
That's exactly what happened.
He met Jason.
I was about to say that.
He met Jason.
Yeah, Jason kind of wrangled me by the arm. He didn't let me leave. Yeah. That's
pretty much what happened.
But no, we really just fell in love with this community. I mean, it doesn't take long to know how special it is. We would run into people at the stores. We would see people waving at us when we drove down the street. And that just doesn't happen in most of California. It feels like
this
a different part of the country.
This is still Chick-fil-A country.
It really is beautiful up here. And we just love the people and the geography and everything that there is about it. And so it was an easy decision for us to say, yeah, that's the location we want to pursue.
You have
and
kids?
I do. I have four.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Only four.
Only four.
I'm not busy at all.
Do they like Chick-fil-A?
Yes, I don't think they would let me do this if they didn't. But this is pretty fun for them, right? To have a dad that's the guy at Chick-fil-A is pretty awesome.
What are their age groups?
We go 13, 11, 6, and 4.
Okay, so you're in it.
We're
Dick.
In it. We got sports. We got
no sleep for you.
No.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, and does your wife work, or is she full-time mom?
Oh, she works. She's actually she helps families at homeschool, so she works for a district.
And your kids
that does
are homeschooled?
They are not.
Okay.
No, that doesn't work out. No. She's amazing at her job with the other students, and our students go to public school. So, but she's great. I mean, she's been incredibly supportive, obviously, with how busy I have to be through this whole thing. And so, we couldn't do it without each other.
Well, I was sharing my first experience with Chick-fil-A, obviously, in California. Chick-fil-A took a long time to get here, but unless you were in SoCal, you really didn't have the experience, and I never had. And unfortunately, it's already been like 7-10 years, I guess it is, that my father was very ill, and he was being treated for cancer in Arkansas. And on our way out and got to Arkansas, we visited him in the hospital, and my kids at that point were like, we're starving. And, of course, we asked the people, the nurses, where should we go? And they said, well, you can walk down the block on the corners, a Chick-fil-A. And everybody was like, ooh, a Chick-fil-A. You know, we had always just heard about it, right? And I, like I said to you, we went in, and they were very, very hospitable. In that part of the world, anyway, you know, everybody is like, ma'am and sir and thank you. I mean, it's like a whole other experience, not like California. So you already feel like you're in another world where there's manners and, you know. So we were like, this is cool. And they were asking us what we want. And we said, we're really sorry, but we're just visiting from California. We've never been to a Chick-fil-A, so we don't know what there is. And at that point, it was like the whole place stopped and only focused on us. And they were like, well, welcome in. Here, have a seat. And then the manager sat down and talked to us. Oh, and then we ordered, and they brought it out. And
so they knew at that point to charge you double because you're from California.
They charged us nothing. They gave us the food for free for our first time and wanted us to just have a great experience. And so I'm like, where am I? I had to keep pinching myself like, this is, can't be real, right?
Right?
And so, you know, everything was great. But then at that point when I lost my mind with the lemon – frosted lemonade. Literally, I was like, oh, okay. I'm in.
So you started driving 2 hours for the frosted lemonade.
Frosted lemonade, yeah.
Those experiences are really fun for us. You know, I've hired about 75 team members here, and a lot of them are, it's their first job. Mm. And just kind of talking about what it means to be part of Chick-fil-A was really eye-opening for them. You know, you hear about it, they see about it, but telling them the kind of things that we try to do, we try to go above and beyond.
Yeah.
We call it second-mile service, and just doing those things that you wouldn't expect to have happen at a quick service or fast food restaurant. And when they are able to engage in those things and kind of do those extra things for our guests, it's really fun for them, right? It's really rewarding, and they see how that changes the day of that guest, and that kind of fuels them. You know, I think
and for them themselves too. You know, many of us do have a servant's heart in some ways.
Yes,
a lot.
Yes.
So to be able to provide something that's above and beyond that second mile, as you're saying, is joyful to be able to give. Right.
So you're hitting on something that's as a chamber that we've actually hit on before too, right? Because we do believe in, obviously, you know, shop local, local small business. But one of the things we've been saying is some of these bigger organizations, they hire a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
So you just said you just hired 70?
75.
You just, so 75. You're one location.
Yes,
so
sir.
You just hired 75 people.
Yes, sir.
So you went from, so this is your first restaurant, your first Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
You went from 0 to 75.
That's
see, most of us small business peeps, you know, we'll open a business, then we'll hire one employee, right. And we're panicking and freaking out, right? And then maybe 2 years later, it's like two or three. Right.
But you and 75 in California, that's $20 an hour.
That's correct.
For that's 75 people, if not more.
That's a lot of chicken.
That's a lot of chicken.
It's difficult, guys. I mean, I have a lot of respect for business owners and especially small business. It's a lot of work. You know, I think it's easy to be a customer and just kind of see it there and expect it to be great. And we want to do that for our guests. But, yeah, on the backside of what I've – you know, been working through, it's quite a challenge. A lot of respect goes out to those small business owners for sure.
Well, so personally, I think there's a good balance, right?
Yeah.
Because we hear that all the time about the smaller coffee shops versus Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, we like everything. But it's the same thing with Starbucks, right? So each one has 20 to 35 people at any given time, whatever that looks like, employees, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something there about the ecosystem that makes it work. So the fact that you are actually putting, you know, 75 people to work, I would say that's a good thing.
Yeah. No, it is.
Absolutely, yeah.
Excellent.
Right.
Yeah, because we can all get down on the big box, right, because we want so badly for the local stuff. And, you know, nobody knows it better. Like, I ran a store for 16 years that was all local, right? But there's a place for both of us here, right? Mm-hmm. So, and it's hard to compete with the big box in a lot of ways. But in that same vein, when you say that and you take that, you also have to realize that those big boxes are feeding a lot of mouths when it comes to paychecks in our community.
Sure.
You know?
I think it's a good balance, right?
And I do want to, you know, highlight the uniqueness of the Chick-fil-A franchise model because we are individually owned and operated.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the owner of this location.
True,
I live, you know, right in Reading, just minutes away from my store. I'm in the store on a daily basis. You know, what the community experiences at Chick-fil-A is very local, you know, and the things that we're wanting to do to support the community, it's all coming back in this area. So
yeah, you forget about that.
It's a national brand, of course.
But you have to look at the model, how they operate.
Right.
So let's take our bottom of the hour break, and we'll be right back with Mr. Chick-fil-A, Bobby. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
For that.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours.
service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Invest in your future with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready or transfer eligible in programs like nursing, forestry, teaching, accounting, physical therapy assistant, computer information systems, and many others. Classes are free for full-time students with flexible hours and compressed 8-week options. Perfect for working adults. Ask about the many financial aid options available to help you turn your calling into a career. Spring semester begins January 13th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR. To thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country, North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Name the tunes.
So today I was taking care of business.
Taking care of
my wife's probably listening, and I'm going to get in trouble. So you were saying, here, eat your chicken sandwich. No, go ahead, Nigel, eat it. And he's like, no, you can. And I said, no, I already had my Chick-fil-A today.
One filet a day, is that it?
Yeah.
I think it keeps the doctor away.
They need to start their own joke, like, you know, the chicken crosses the road for what reason?
Why does the chicken cross the road? To get to the chicken fryer.
Like 365 of
those.
Well,
we just came up with a great fundraiser for your parking lot, cows versus chickens, right? That'd be a good thing.
Okay, so I do have a question for you as of today. I ordered my chicken club or whatever it was, the deluxe. I added bacon, and I said, can you put extra mayonnaise on it? And they said, we don't put condiments on our sandwiches. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, why is that? And then just when I was going to ask you the question, I figured the answer is, so that it's just easier for you to have to do it or not put something on that somebody may not like that you have to just take off. But I'm sure there's things in the store of condiments that you can add on.
Yeah, you can add it. We have mayonnaise packets.
Yeah. So that's the thing, right? Like, so there's a really smart idea in the sense that we don't put it on anything because then, you know, if you don't, some of you want ketchup, some of you don't. Someone likes mustard, some of you don't. So if you have mayonnaise, mustard on a sandwich, and then you say, I want to, you know, this, that, and that, but I don't, Mike, can you take the mustard and the mayonnaise off?
Right.
Well, there's this possibility of confusion. So if you put no sauce on it, but you have sauce to put on yourself, well, there you go.
Yeah, that is definitely a win there, but I don't know. I think the original, so you guys probably know this, but on our signage, everything, it says the home of the original chicken sandwich. And that is true. Our founder, Truett Cathy, when he was in that diner that he created back in the 40s, he was the one that was toying around with this idea of a chicken sandwich. And he worked on it. He tried different things, tested it out with his customers, and he came up with this recipe. And it's this boneless chicken breast and the two pickles and the toasted bun. And he just created that, and that actual recipe has not changed since then. And so, you know, I think if he had put mayonnaise on that original sandwich, it might have stuck that way. But that wasn't how it was created originally. And I think we just ran with that. And obviously, like you said, yeah, there's plenty of ways you can modify it, and sauces, dipping sauces, and condiments that you can put on it.
Hacks,
yeah.
Your sauces are wicked.
They are.
I mean, the Chick-fil-A sauce. I mean, every time.
Hey, we heard that last week. It's all in the sauce.
Yeah,
it's all in the sauce.
It really is a unique sauce, right? Yeah. And then your honey mustard is not a traditional honey mustard. It has that, like, I don't know. There's a bite to it.
It's a good one.
Oh gosh,
a bite of tang.
I love it. Yeah, it reminds me, like, it has some. What is it that I keep wanting to say? I can't think of the stuff you put on steak.
Horseradish.
Yeah, there you go. It kind of has that in it. And then the Polynesian one, is really great. And then that.
Yeah, this, a lot of people don't know about this one. Yes. The honey roasted barbecue.
That's, yep. Because it comes in a strange pack compared to everything else.
It is. And it's that's actually pretty nice. You tear a little bit and you can kind of just
on your
get
sandwich.
It on each bite. Pretty nice.
That's kind of a Taco Bell move with the hot sauce on a burrito. I see what you're doing. But now you just,
So we're talking with Bobby Bird.
Bobby Bird.
That's a funny thing.
The chicken man.
It was meant to be.
It was meant to be since birth, right?
Yeah.
Bobby Bird, you just opened the Chick-fil-A at Costco. You've hired 75 people. Did you meet connect with the owner of the other Chick-fil-A?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is it one of those things where there's camaraderie, or one look at you guys as competition, or what?
You know, one of the things I noticed very early on when I was exploring Chick-fil-A is there's no lack of others willing to help in Chick-fil-A, no matter what that means. People step up, and the local owner here was no different. In fact, me moving up here, part of that was meeting with him and getting to know him and his family and making sure that there was going to be kind of a cohesive feeling between the two of us and working well together. And so we just got along really well.
So there's no territorial piece?
No, we work together on that, but we're really in this together to serve and build the brand.
I mean, like, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you're the both here.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're both at the whim of Chick-fil-A of corporate at that point.
In some ways.
I mean, really, we're kind of working together on the areas we want to target and things like that, mostly when it comes to catering or relationships with partnering schools, things like that. But when it comes to the guests, obviously, guests are free to go wherever is convenient for them or wherever they are at that moment. And we're looking to kind of, like I said, just continue to build Chick-fil-A as a brand in this area together. So
let me ask you this. I had a two-part question, but one part I can still remember. Why?
That's quite a feat.
Well, no.
I think that's
in a territory like, this, say, Reading, which is not a metropolitan, but big enough that it definitely can handle two Chick-fil-A's, do they frown upon multiple, owning multiple locations? Is that something they even do? Because it seems like if there was another opportunity for a second location, that they would give the old reigning Chick-fil-A-er an opportunity for that, unless they didn't want it.
I like that word, Chick-fil-A-er.
It's a new word. It's a new word.
The chicken slayer.
Hey, Bobby, I smell merch.
I think we have a filet-er. We hand filet our filets in the back there. To answer your question, it is not the original model. Again, kind of going back to Truett, and his vision was to have individual local ownership at each location. There are, however, some locations that are owned by one person.
Okay.
It's not common.
Okay.
But it can happen. Mm-hmm. And there's a number of criteria factored into that decision. And
sure. Because we were talking how my son, so it's interesting, my son is coming on his 7th year working for Dutch Bros. He did over 6 years here in Reading, and now he's in Texas, and he's been there for a year. He operates, he manages a location and then works at other locations for owner-operator that he does. And he is waiting, so he's in his 7th year, and he's just becoming eligible to sign up to do his own franchise.
Gotcha.
So we're super excited for
him. How many years?
Yeah, that's awesome.
He'll be coming up on 7.
7.
Yeah. It's a magic number, right?
Wow. That is a magic
so number. With that said, though, in their model, you can have up to 8 locations.
Gotcha.
And they actually want the owner in a location to expand in a territory around them and manage them all at that point.
Okay.
Actually, it makes sense for them to do because that's how they get paid, right? Like, so you know, I think that they get paid pretty well as an owner operator, but you know, if you really want to make money, you need to open more stores. A little different in that way.
Yeah.
There is some similarities, but some differences.
Is there a clause for Chick-fil-A that you can only own a Chick-fil-A and no other type of restaurant?
Yes, in fact, that is part of the franchise agreement, yes, is that your primary focus is on your Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
So no Taco Bell in your future?
No, sir.
Just kidding. I don't know why I keep saying Taco Bell. I never eat there.
I know. You must be
well, I never eat there. Well, maybe it's because it's next door.
And quite frankly, I
don't want.
Yeah, I'm all in on what I
you're
do.
You're good with 75
people.
Yeah,
we're good. Yeah, good. We're really enjoying this. Yeah.
So
I don't have any interest in going elsewhere.
Are you guys staying pretty busy, though, for being a new opening?
Like we've done really well. I think you mentioned the opening a few years ago where it was really long lines.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
kind
of that, anytime you've got that first Chick-fil-A for hours, that's a typical response. Mm-hmm. The community obviously is familiar with Chick-fil-A now, so we didn't have that type of an opening. I think also maybe there was some folks that kind of said, hey, I remember that the last time. I'm going to stay away this time
sure.
and kind of let that settle down. So, but we've had a nice steady kind of increase as people are aware that we're there.
Okay, and, so it's increasing.
You know, it's been under construction so long, and I think, you know, we had a fence around our property until literally last week. I think now it's starting to look like
we're open and working.
Right?
Yeah.
So, so we're experiencing
same with
nice
the McDonald's, man. It looked like it was, you know, for a long time it said only drive through, right? Because there was construction all around them,
right?
But I would imagine, I mean, you guys have a built in traffic flow just because. Well, you have the gas station there for people on I-5 just wanting to fill up cheaper. And people go into Costco.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people go into Costco and get the $1.50 weenie and drink, right? But I mean, it obviously is going to translate, I would imagine, hugely for you just over the years.
But it's also easy on, easy off the freeway, right?
It is. It's very convenient.
Plus, you guys have three lanes, right? You guys have three lanes?
And three lanes drive through that can pull in and take orders. So it helps keep that flow really quick. Our line really hasn't developed to be any kind of a problem. We were a little concerned about traffic flow initially, but it wasn't a problem. And I don't believe that we will have that issue moving forward. So it's been really good.
I like your outdoor patio, what you have there. It's heated and cooled, right?
So. Yeah, it's actually very popular. We thought maybe people would be hesitant to sit out there if it was winter or summer, but, gosh, we've got a lot of people walking up that want to sit out there, and they're pleasantly surprised once they sit down. They realize how warm it is under there.
Yeah,
and,
cool.
It's just a really nice environment. It's Reading is it's a
beautiful
place.
I went through the drive-thru with Chick-fil-A here in town today, and I opened my window, and freaked me out for a minute. I thought my car was on fire and I didn't notice, but they have that new overhang and they have tons and tons of hanging heaters.
Mm-hmm, right.
And so I rolled down my window and it was like literally like I was.
Well, you're driving an electric car, so it could be on fire.
I know. I thought I was going through a barbecue. I was like, I said, but my God, where's all this heat coming from? And I looked up and it's like radiating red. Right. And I thought, wait, you're cooking us as we're going through. What are we, the next chicken?
You didn't know you were on the menu until you got there.
I know.
It's awesome. I mean, we love taking care of our team and, you know, doing those kind of things for them to have that coverage and the warmth and the same thing in the summer is.
Well, I think they were. I mean, those poor young kids. You know, we've been on through it for years. They were dying on the side of the building. It was like in the summer, the sun's going down on that side. And it's 115, right? And the wall of the building is 140, and they're just sitting there. Can I take your order?
Yeah, they've been working on getting that canopy at that location for some time. They're really happy that they have it now, and obviously ours was built with it, which is really nice.
It's, they learned.
So. Your supplies, the food, does Chick-fil-A tell you where to get your food from? Mm-hmm.
Chick-fil-A
and,
truck.
does it share with the other?
Yeah. So we have specific suppliers that we pull from for our food products as well as other items.
The merrier. Yeah. That just helps with pricing.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's good for that delivery. The same truck stops at ours and continues on, so we share all the same product. So that's.
I know that was probably a dumb question, but
no, it was good. There's no dumb question.
The one thing that I
Can think of.
Flash James.
Vendors for services are the things that obviously I can pick and choose, and so that was, and that's all local as well. You know, so all the like pressure washing and cleaning, and you know all those things, landscaping, all the things that we have to do
window
for our
washing.
Business, window washing, all local vendors that we've selected for those.
There's even more people that they're being paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy. Tell you what, Mike, how was the chicken? Was it good? Awesome. Let's take our last break.
Miracle, how was the fries?
We'll be right back.
Yeah, thank you.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces,
every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
This New Year's Eve, step into the magic and ring in the new year at Redding Garden of Lights. Celebrate 2025 with your loved ones surrounded by 2 million lights, live music from the band Hook, and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes. Enjoy delicious treats, warm drinks, and the spirit of giving as all proceeds support Turtle Bay's animals, exhibits, and educational programs. Don't miss out. Reserve your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
And we're back.
Oh, Mikey's got a groove going back there. Come on, Mikey.
Look at him.
I'm disappointed you didn't even play the chicken dance today. I was expecting the chicken dance, but that's cool.
Oh, like the German one?
Yeah, whatever. Wah, wah,
wah. I have a question for Mike. I mean, for Bobby.
Yeah.
So something that doesn't get very elevated very much is your breakfast, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys have a great breakfast.
It's fantastic. I think a lot of people don't think about chicken for breakfast.
Chicken and waffles.
But the early bird gets the biscuit. That's what I'll say. And it is fantastic. If you haven't tried it, I really recommend you come through for breakfast. We have a bunch of different items, and it's just really, really high-quality breakfast. It's delicious.
Chick-fil-A for breakfast. I never even thought about that.
Mm-hmm. You know what? They have what's so awesome. They take their little nuggets, and they put them on teeny, tiny biscuits, and you get a little box with, like, these little biscuits.
Those
and
are
nuggets. They're so good.
They're called chicken minis. Those are little nuggets on a little mini yeast roll is what they're called. And, yeah, they're covered in honey butter, and boy, they're good.
Oh, my.
Sweet.
Sweet home Alabama.
Yeah. We have grilled products. We have a product called the Egg White Grill. So it's very healthy. It's a grilled chicken breast and an egg white and cheese on a muffin. It's delicious.
And what is it called?
It's called an Egg White Grill.
Okay, for all the healthy ones.
For the healthy ones. But we've got biscuits with, I mean, we offer sausage and bacon, so it's not just chicken. We do burritos. We do bowls with scrambled burritos.
Everything's quite healthy.
Oh, yeah. It can be. Yeah,
so we can do a whole 180 here and talk about James's chocolates.
Yeah.
You have hash browns?
Yes,
hash browns.
Yeah. Are they in a big hash brown size, or are they
we
little?
We call them hash rounds.
They're a little round. That's what I thought. Like little sluggers.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, we can talk about chocolate. That's for you, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Since you didn't touch it.
No, I'm done.
I gave him two humongous boxes yesterday, 24 count each box.
Wow.
It was a big one.
Wow.
Yep.
It's how our long mother did that load. Take you to get through?
Oh, I can't. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. Had to give them away.
Just recently, I changed professions. So I own Enjoy Magazine. And that's still operating, but the store that we had, we've closed. And I recently partnered with Spencer at Shasta Eats and acquired a 40-year-old Shasta Eats monsters. No, Eat Shasta. Sorry, Spence. And it's a 40-year-old company here in town, and I acquired it with Spencer as my partner, and we're taking it over, and we're keeping the name Chocolate Data Net because it has a lot of traction and nostalgic here, but Spencer and I also are creating a new division that's going to be different types of chocolates, and it's called Spencer James Confectioners.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
We need to talk about doing a Chick-fil-A promotion where it's like a half-dipped French fry chocolates.
I don't know. We can talk about it. I don't know if it'll go much further than that.
You can talk about it all you want.
I see millions in my future.
That's one of those things you can modify on your own if you'd like. You
can do that. He'll gladly sell you the Chick-fil-A.
That's a good idea.
I'll have a cart outside, and then I'll encourage people to buy their stuff, come out, and then I'll dip it for them.
Hey, that's a good idea. Dip your fry in a chocolate, right?
Yeah. It's like fondue.
Call it the dip service?
Yeah.
Chicken filet fondue.
I'll tell you what.
There we go.
We have a soup called chicken tortilla soup now.
My wife loves it.
Man, if you dip a fry in that and eat it like use it like a spoon, I'm telling you, it is like chili cheese fries almost. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And you guys do really good salads.
We do. Yeah, great salads.
I love the Cobb salad. My wife likes the Market Fresh salad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's got all the strawberries.
So I'm assuming you guys want to go with me when I do a shout out. Right?
Oh, yeah.
On the breakfast.
Well, so we've set our January roundup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
January 15th. We'll do it at Chick-fil-A.
Awesome.
Oh, that's great. That'll be good.
Mm-hmm. That'll be awesome.
Yeah, Mikey's into that, too.
He's buying tickets now.
He's feeling it.
Okay, so it took you 7 years. Mm-hmm. So now that you're into it, are there any things about it that you go, oh, man, I wish I'd done something else?
He's probably not there yet.
You know, he didn't read the small print, right?
You know, it's
he hasn't had the ultimate.
Wait a minute. He's stalling right now.
Yep.
He hasn't had the ultimate Karen come in yet.
I'm sure you have.
No, you know what? I have. You know, I don't know that any exist in Writing. We have such good.
Oh, yes, they do.
So I haven't had it. You're right. Well, but
I'm
no.
Sorry, but what's that brown spot on your nose?
It's from the chocolate. What do you mean? You know what? I think after 7 years, I think I saw pretty much everything, and I think I had a really good idea of what I was getting into. So it's been almost exactly what I expected. But it is a really fun thing. Look at what we get to do is what I tell my team, because it's just really fun. You know, yeah, it's challenging from times to times, and there's maybe a headache here and there, but at the end of the day, what we get to do is really it's a blessing, and we're just honored to be able to do it. And complaints.
That's the way to look at it.
Yeah.
Did you notice any significant differences pre-pandemic versus after pandemic, as far as like people's behavior a little bit?
Well, he's only been open a few.
Well,
months.
That's the other. Well,
he worked at the other operation and all that stuff, so he has at least some knowledge.
Yeah, I think it was a similar to experience of what most businesses went through at that time. There was a change in the way that guests interacted. We were fortunate enough, I think, at Chick-fil-A to have a really good existing kind of cleanliness standard that a lot of our guests felt very comfortable choosing Chick-fil-A as a dining option.
So that translates as people broke the rules and took their mask off?
No.
Here's a pandemic
I'm
leftover
kidding.
Because the wrapper looks like a mask.
when that happened, there was a lot of concern from people about eating out and just in general, like who we were exposed to. And I think we gained a lot of guests because of that trust had. And so we just have really good guests at Chick-fil-A. You know, I'm not saying that to do a brown nose thing.
No.
I think it is just different. And and I tell my team too, you know, that one of the reasons why do you think our guests are so great to us? And they don't think about it. I say it's because we're great to them.
Yeah,
you know, it's reciprocal.
Yeah,
you know, and so we love taking care of our guests, and they feel that, and we get it back in the way that they treat us. And so I truly do believe we have the best guests.
And for me, the biggest thing is cleanliness is next to godliness. I'm like, if your place is clean, I don't care if your food stinks.
Yeah,
I like clean.
Oh, I do.
Clean is very important to me as well.
Here we go.
I like clean.
Clean. Well, I would say that Chick-fil-A is one of those places that somebody's driving on the freeway and they look up places to eat that they will seek you out, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not one of those things where, well, what's at the next exit? Well, we'll
wait
until
we get to the Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure your guests, pick you out, right? Mm-hmm. It's not like a random thing. It's a destination fast food place.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a walk-in fast food, I always go in the bathroom and check it out.
Yeah.
I love a clean bathroom.
It says a lot. It says a lot about everything else in the other.
I know.
Way that
it really does. It's like, okay.
Well, in the bathrooms in Chick-fil-A, in my experience, are as clean as the front of the store. So, I mean, it just translates past the door, right?
I've been in a few gas station bathrooms that you ran out. You just didn't want to go in.
So, one of the things that we're coming towards the end here, but we always like to ask our guests, even if they're restaurant owners, right?
7 minutes.
Because
six is.
Where's the digital countdown?
Yeah, that's all right. Mike's getting sign language across.
No, he said he forgot his phone.
Food is
okay.
Food is a very important part of everybody's life, right? And especially people driving through, people visiting. So we like to ask our radio guests, what are some of the, besides Chick-fil-A, of course, what are some of your favorite, you and your family, what are some of your favorite places to eat around town?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Besides Chick-fil-A, of course.
Personally, when I was coming up here and like visiting and getting things ready to move up here, one of the restaurants I stopped at first was from the hearth. Mm. I got a hamburger there and just really loved it. I've been back a number of times. I'm always happy with the food there.
Churn Creek, downtown.
Churn Creek.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Churn Creek. I'm a big Jersey Mike's fan myself personally. Mm-hmm. Me too. We've got one in town and another one opening up in our center at some point here in the future. Mm-hmm. So
will your staff
about that.
Feel betrayed if you have a Jersey Mike's on your desk?
No.
Don't roll that way.
No.
Just get out.
You wrap it in a Jersey Mike's paper.
How dare you. Trying to think where else we go.
You have all those kids.
I have a lot of kids. I mean,
you have all those kids. So
it makes you.
I mean, our kids love In-N-Out. That's a popular spot for us to be.
Costco hot dogs.
I gotta have the Costco and the pizza.
My kids want to
feed the masses.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. Those are all good.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Reading is also the HQ to Black Bear Diner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
The first one was up in Mount Shasta.
Okay.
And then down here in Reading, and their HQ there is right mm-hmm. here.
Nice. I did not realize mm-hmm. that. Okay.
Yeah, good people.
Yeah.
And they have quite a few locations now in the hundreds.
I like Black Bear. I've been to their Sacramento area locations, but mm-hmm. haven't didn't realize that up here. That's awesome.
I like it because it's big food.
Yeah, it is.
It's like Flintstones.
Yeah.
Awesome. So... if somebody was dreaming about, I think maybe I'll open up a Chick-fil-A, mm-hmm. what advice would you give them?
Wait a long time.
Be patient?
Yeah, I think patience. I think it's good to have – we talked a little bit earlier about the experience. I think getting in the restaurant, experiencing it is probably really important just to make sure that it is a good fit. But patience is important. You know, the way the Chick-fil-A model is, it's available for almost anyone. You know, there's not a barrier to entry like a lot of businesses. You don't have to take out a massive loan or have incredible amount of wealth. If you're somebody with a good character, a good work ethic, you have good chemistry with others, you know, love developing and leading people, want to make positive influence on your community, I think it would be a good fit. So,
so hindsight, obviously, you feel like you made the right choice here.
I have no doubt that I'm where I'm supposed to be, and this is where our family is supposed to be. Yeah, no doubt.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Shasta County.
Welcome to them. Okay. It's a little inside joke.
I was going to say, inside joke.
Bobby's just like, okay, I'm just going to roll with it.
You just laugh.
I just laugh. Most people... quote Jaws or Star Wars. We're quoting Minions.
Okay. My kids would have gotten that.
Got
they would have
got it.
They got it. Yeah. They're listening at home saying, "Dad, why don't you know that?"
You know. Welcome to Reading. Welcome to Shasta County.
Thank you.
And welcome to our community. I think.
And how long have you been here now?
We've been here since May.
Okay.
Yeah. So we got to experience the, you know, typical 119 degrees.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did get to experience the heat there.
Well, it's not so much that it gets hot. It's just that it stays hot for a long time.
Yeah. 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 That period of 110 plus for, a week and a half was new to me.
Yeah. We don't watch the weather report between May and October.
You just know.
You just.
Well, where you lived, it kind of cooled down during the evening.
It cooled
right?
overnight. Yeah. We got that delta breeze
ours
there.
Ours is like a Groundhog Day.
Right.
It's just like curtains open. You go,
Here we are again.
Well, I think it'll be. It's good to have people like you and companies like you come in and as inspiration for others. And personally, I think because you seem very approachable.
Yes, definitely.
I've no idea what you have in the basement, but you seem like a nice guy. Right?
Here we go.
But
you're welcome to the basement anytime.
Okay, good.
There's nothing down there.
clean as this franchise.
Yeah, put the lotion in the basket, but it's good. But, to be inspiration for small business people, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think it's important to provide that inspiration to...
Yeah.
To people.
100%. And I'd love to make myself available to anyone that wants to talk through that as well.
Well, your staff, right? Like, as a leader, like, you have a big impact on your employees.
Yeah.
And what they think about work. And
yeah.
future for themselves.
Absolutely.
So
that's really important to me.
Could be is like, you know, you have that one teacher that's very inspirational, but sometimes it ends up being your first job or, you know, where you think, I don't want to be just like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very common.
Like you.
Yeah. There you go. Well, we're towards the end of the show.
We are. We appreciate Bobby, you coming in and sharing with us. Thank you so much for the food.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah.
It's just fun being here.
And we'll see everybody next week for the last show of the year.
Yeah.
All right.
Cheers.
See you
later. Cheers.
Look at it.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.